Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, we have Bev Harris on with us, and you know I'm neurotic about throwing in points, asking too many questions. She is the premier expert on election fraud, blackboxvoting.org, the nonprofit. Her incredible documentary, Hacking Democracy, back on HBO, proving fraud, proving scams, proving that you can hack these systems, remote control thousands of systems, proving it's designed for that, catching them throwing out the computer tapes in the trash when they said they didn't have them. I mean, so much. So Bev, in the hour we've got together, I'm going to try to really give you the floor. Like, you're doing an hour presentation. I'll throw in a few questions here or there, or take us in and out of break. But I want you to really overview the basic history of the election fraud, not just the new touchscreens or systems, but the scantrons, you know, that are still centrally tabulated, where we're going, what happened in the, briefly, what happened in the, you know, some of the anomalies we saw in problems earlier in the campaign this year, going to the primaries, and then now what you're seeing coming up 27 days away from the election right now, which, again, as you point out in your film that you're in on HBO, Hacking Democracy, in areas where you got the Democrats running things, they're clearly running shenanigans, and where Republicans run things, they're shenanigans. This is bipartisan fraud going on, and again, you have done such a great job exposing this. So anything and everything you want to cover, whatever angles, and then right after the election, she'll also be here with us to analyze what's happened then, because we know what's going to happen. Bev Harris, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, great. It's always good to be here, Alex.
Yeah,
well, in a nutshell, we converted our whole country, based almost all our whole country, except for about 600 small population hand count sites. We converted it to secret vote counting controlled by government insiders and vendors. Therefore, we actually transferred power. This is what we did. As a citizenry, we used to have control over our elections. We transferred power to government insiders and vendors. And people kind of act like I'm a radical when I say we don't actually have democratic elections anymore, but we don't. This is not the way the country was founded when we say, I'll tell you what, we're going to trust some insiders to count our votes in secret. But that's what we're really dealing with right now. And you're absolutely right what you started off with. Whoever's in power, we're at the mercy of whoever's in power and controls those systems, which is not a definition of freedom. So, you know, it started when we decided that we should use voting machines to vote. Now, I'm not against technology, but I am against, you know, just building something on mechanics without having a design specification. It's kind of like we went out and we built a big, big, tall building without an architect. The architect is actually the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and it says the people must be sovereign over the government. Well, they left that part out, and they basically made vendors and insiders in the government sovereign. Put it into voting machines that those people control, and said, here you go. This is our elections. We control them. Trust us. So we've actually ceded power. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, what are we going to do for November 2008? It's like, well, you know what? You ceded power to a bunch of insiders, and we haven't gotten it back. So, there's a kind of a bigger picture we can draw in terms of all kinds of specifics. But in a nutshell, that's what we're dealing with.
All right, Bev, stay there. Quick break. For those who don't understand, not only is it non-transparent secret, every time Bev Harris spot checks them, every time, there's fraud, there's chicanery, there's lies. The systems are designed to be secretly snuck into and then have the visit erased. I mean, they're designed for fraud. Bev Harris, straight ahead.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have come a long way. When I was talking about election fraud with the Collier brothers 13 years ago on air, they've been doing it for a decade before that. Didn't matter if they had video of the League of Women Voters falsifying the ballots by hand in Florida, the news media wouldn't air it. But today we have the internet and people like Bev Harris, who's a corporate fraud investigator, an auditor. Well, she decided to look into it years ago, and it's been quite a saga. And I know it's hard for some of you out there to believe this is happening. It's also hard to believe that the Goldman Sachs former head and his deputy are running the entire bailout, handing tens of billions personally to their own companies. But it's happening. Every law, every canon of a free society, every check and balance gone. Diebold, Hardiner Civics, Sequoia, all caught. It's unbelievable. So, Beth Harris, I'm going to turn my mic off. I'm going to sit back, and we're going to go directly to you, blackboxvoting.org. I know the listeners know about this, but do your friends, your family, your neighbors, and do you really think you know? You know, I've seen Hacking Democracy twice, and as I said yesterday in the morning, I was already thinking about getting Bev on. I was on the treadmill. I limited to be on 30 minutes. Ended up being on an hour. Watching HBO in the garage with Bev Harris on it. And that's where I got my equipment. I don't have room in the house. And I'm in there watching her. And it's just, I even though I'd seen all this, even though I knew this, even before this stuff was in the film, I'd seen it on YouTube and Google, you know, the little clips she put out in pieces, seeing it, just an hour of it. And that stuff years ago. What this woman's done with her helpers and people supporting her is sent people to prison. So financially support her. Support us. We're here, the alternative media, going toe-to-toe with the military-industrial complex. So, as Beth said, we don't have voting for all intents and purposes.
You know, one of the really great people working on this issue is a lawyer by the name of Paul Leto. And he said the other day, in discussing what we're really dealing with, he said, you know, if one can keep their head while those around them are losing theirs, perhaps they don't quite understand the full extent of the problem. That's, and I have to agree. People come to this slowly because I think it's something they don't want to see. It's like we want to believe we have the best country. We've been told that since we've been children. We have the best and goodest and most virtuous, and we do have that if you look at the people that are involved in this country.
But it's because we're so good.
People. But we don't have that in terms of the system. People
have this idea that
they think that we have these systems that have checks and balances. What's so interesting is when I first started studying this, people said, well, don't worry about the flaws with the voting machines because we have checks and balances that would catch it. So I spent the last 2 years evaluating the checks and balances. They don't use them. The checks and balances are every bit as broken down as the voting machine system. So then they say, well, it's not that important that the seals weren't on the thing and that the seal numbers didn't match. It's like, well, wait a minute. You're telling me that it's okay if the machines are defective because you have checks and balances, and now you're telling me the checks and balances aren't that important.
Well,
what
Bev,
you're really
gonna...
telling me is don't trust the system.
Well, Bev, I want you to start over, but I want you to roll through all of this because it's so incredible. But what you just said, I want to restate that. It's like coming home, opening your door up, and the couches, the TVs, everything has been stolen. People have come in on the weekend in a few hours and taken everything. You know, robberies like that happen every day in every city, and you're in shock. And exactly, because the general public are good, they can't imagine they're actually being taken at every level by a criminal tyranny. Now I'm going to shut up. Go ahead and walk through that.
Well, you know, even I think one of the things that sometimes helps, people get excited when we talk about fraud, but we don't even have to prove fraud because what got taken away from us was the ability to control the system at all. So it's like, suppose you own a small business and you are told you're not going to be allowed to see what your bookkeeper did with the money. You're just not allowed to see it. You know, it obviously, you don't own that business anymore, right? You really don't. Your bookkeeper owns it. The situation we've got in the U.S. is that we don't have control anymore. And so of course, when you don't control it and people can gain power and money when they do control it, those people will commit crimes and those people will commit fraud. It's how it's going to happen. Some of them will be honest. But it is not... It's not freedom to have to depend on insiders being honest and benevolent. That's not freedom. And so what we have to understand is right now the system we've got took away our fundamental civil rights and took away our freedoms. And until we get control of the election system again, no amount of, well, this election official is honest, she's a good one, don't worry about her. That is not the point. The point is we have to be able to control the system. It's just exactly like if you are a business owner and someone says, well, you can't see what happened to your money, but trust me, your bookkeeper is a nice lady. None of us would accept that. Or sometimes they say, we're going to propose a system now. Boy, the mitigations they come up with are just even dumber than the problem. They've got one now where the guy, some scientist from Stanford, is saying, well, I've got one where you can check your own vote, and it relies on invisible ink to make sure it's secure. And I'm thinking, okay, so that sounds a little bit like the emperor's new clothes. Invisible ink, and you can check one vote. If you own a business, imagine if they say, you can check one transaction. That's all. And your bank will just tell you what you have in the bank besides that. Just trust them. So, you know, we've got a situation where we've lost control of it. And until we regain control, people will be cheating, of course, because there's power and money. And they've always cheated in elections, and even when they were very open in public. You know, LBJ back in 1948 got caught cheating in Texas. So it's nothing new. But what is new is that they have removed public controls. So, ask me a question, Alex.
Well, Bev, I mean, I'm just listening to you. I want you to walk through this for people. I mean, you like to prove the fact that it can't be confirmed, that it's designed so it can be covered up. But you have caught them cheating. You have caught them violating things. You have caught them rigging votes. And the polls come out, which were always accurate in the past, in the exit polls, showing that somebody's going to win, but if they're anti-establishment, they lose. And it's the perfect system, because once you've stolen the right to vote, once you have the fraud in place, it's hard for the people to ever throw the rascals out,
right,
because
right.
They're in control of the whole system.
Right. That's the key. I mean, you have to have a system where you can throw the bums out if they're bums, right? A lot of times I have people come to me and say, well, the system is actually going to be, it's okay in Oregon because we have a good Secretary of State and we really like our mail-in voting and our election official is honest. And when I tell them, okay, take your Oregon election system and take it to Kentucky, where we still have, you know, Festus and Buford sometimes running the local government with their family, and sometimes the sheriff is the drug dealer, and tell me if your Oregon system works there. Well, they always admit, well, no, it won't work if the insider is crooked. Well, then it's not acceptable. It has to be in public view, the whole thing. And you're right, you know, we have caught situations where there's fraud, but the bigger problem is that because they're counting in secret, they have set it up so that it's impossible to prove whether there was fraud or not. So you see, we've actually lost something bigger than just, oh, they've created tamperable systems. And this is an important point, because people think when they want to solve it, they go, oh, let's just build a more secure computer. But it doesn't actually solve it until you put the public back in control.
But then you find out with the computers, with the systems, they set it up so they can remotely access it and cover up they were even there. Then you go get the trash in county after county, and you get the real paperwork that shows that it was the opposite of what they said. I mean, you have caught them, and people have gone to jail for rigging elections, and we know it's going on, it's just so amazing to watch.
But what they will do, you see, is just make it harder to catch them by making it so that we can see even less information.
Their
solution is going to be, let's hide more information.
Well, I agree. And then we've had the state commissions. I mean, I remember here in Texas, we caught them in election fraud. They said double counting ballot boxes, falsifying signatures,
mm-hmm.
breaking safety seals, double counting boxes. And then the state said it was an accident.
I'm glad you brought that up. I call it the oops excuse. I have less polite words for it, but let's call it that. And you see, it's like running out the clock. It's like as if in basketball you could, you know, commit a foul and say oops and then run out the clock and get your basket anyway and then say, but my basket still counts because it was an accident that I ran over that guy. You know, the elections are all about running out the clock. So in politics, they do anything they can get away with and say, oops, if they possibly can. And so they like to set things up so that it has plausible deniability. And you should see the oops excuses. They're ridiculous. In New Mexico, in the primary, of course, now we have the voting machines that was pushed in through this Help America Vote Act, or I call it
Help
America.
Yeah, where the feds pay to put the fraud machines in. 2004, it's in the film, Kerry even admitted that, well, wait a minute, the exit polls all show I won, but I won everywhere except where we have the computer machines, and everywhere there he lost.
Right. Well, now, we put the voting machines in with this Help America Vote Act, and there was two parts to it. The second part is going to come to play for the first time in 2008, and that is, in addition to having the voting machines, we now have, for the first time in every state, a statewide centralized database of the voters. Now, these databases could really be messed with. In New Mexico, in the primary, a whole bunch of people couldn't vote because they weren't on the list. And
that's
then they
right.
said,
we're always
we gave you the wrong list.
We got a break. Stay there. We'll come back and explain this. Folks, it isn't just that they're stealing votes and flipping votes with the computers. and cheating people. Now they've always done this, but now in a greater extent they're throwing people off who aren't felons, who aren't criminals. So they're also using computers with the databases of voters to keep people from voting. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Okay, let's go right back to Bev Harris as she continues to break down the different ways they're disenfranchising voters, not just at the ballot box, but keeping them from getting to the ballot box. And then I want to go through all the evidence of tampering and where she sees this election going up that we're less than a month away from. Bev Harris?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's not even, you know, people often talk about these voter lists as keeping people from the ballots, but it's actually worse than that. What they have is the ability to turn on and off people's eligibility in the middle of an election. So Let me kind of run down some examples that I have been able to prove out. Okay, in Georgia, in 2006, elderly people, senior citizens, were coming into the polls and they were trying to vote, and they were told, "You've already voted." And, of course, so that would disenfranchise them, right? Well, some of the elderly people really asserted themselves, and they said, "No, you know I haven't voted." And so they said, so they would call up and ask what to do, the poll workers. This is according to the poll workers' own notes. And they were told, "Tell them to come back this afternoon." So the senior citizens came back that afternoon, and lo and behold, they said, "Oh, you can vote. You haven't already voted." Now, what that tells you, they were using an electronic poll book, which was interfacing with the electronic database that's held by the state now, that's centralized. And what that tells you is that they were able to turn on and off these people's eligibility during the middle of the vote. So they would have a bunch of eligibility turned off, targeting senior citizens, thinking they might forget or not be assertive, I suppose. And if they asserted themselves, they could turn it back on again. Now, in Lake County, Indiana, and this, I think what we need to look at these databases as is a room full of on and off switches. In Lake County, Indiana, they had a number of absentee ballots which they had ruled ineligible. They come in, and all of a sudden one day they see that, this is shortly after the election, they see that they're all eligible, in because the absentee ballots, whether they're eligible or ineligible, is in a computer program now. And they're all these ineligibles were made eligible. So they contacted the state because they knew they didn't do it in Lake County, Indiana. It was done remotely from the state database. The vendor for the state database admitted it and said they were just testing something. It didn't affect the results. Now, how scary is that? Basically, you have someone at a switchboard who can activate and deactivate absentee ballots in the middle of an election during the count, and you have somebody who can activate and deactivate a person's eligibility to vote in the middle of election day. That's what these voter databases are really enabling.
Now, Bev, there are also other things like, and it's always in key demographics, if Democrats are controlling a county or a voting district, magically in the Republican areas, they'll give them a tenth of the machines that are needed for the average voter turnout. But then in the Democratic areas, there'll be plenty of machines. Vice versa, like Ohio, in areas where they know it's going to go, you know, 9-1, say a black area for John Kerry, magically there's two machines for 10,000 people. And then in the Republican area, there's a machine for every 1,000. So there's all sorts of tricks that are being played here. And then you also expose weird cash payments by the Republican Party that are made to Diebold and others at a county-by-county basis that aren't campaign contributions right before elections. I mean, this is amazing.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, there were also very large cash contributions from Diebold to the to Ken Blackwell. He got some stock, I guess, that he was given and so forth. But let's go back to what you were talking about at the, you see, before we got to the cash contributions, you had something and I wanted to address, and it was, oh golly, it's already slipped my mind what I wanted to say. But,
well, let me remind you, I was talking about how they would have less machines.
Oh yeah, that's what I wanted to address. This is going to be really interesting because in some of this stuff, it's just stupid. It's not criminal. It's just stupid. What they did was they decided that everybody had to go out and buy these touchscreen and DRE voting machines. In Texas, you use a lot of heart, which is a dial-a-vote thing. And it takes a certain amount of time for each person to vote on those machines because they have to monopolize the machine while they're on it. It's not like the paper ballots where they can go off in a corner and then just run it through later. Well, what they did not anticipate is an election that might have a higher turnout. So they only allocated not even enough money to buy the machines and not enough to buy the machines for a high turnout.
Bev Harris, we're going to come back. Long segment coming up. Plenty of time to break it down. I want to get into what you see happening in the election in 27 days. In hindsight, integrating the information we have from the primaries just six, 7 months ago and all the shenanigans and activities we saw there, and then ways to counter this, solutions.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Okay, Bev Harris, we've only got about 20 minutes left with you. Let's break down the rest of the story. As they say, people can find out more at blackboxvoting.org. They can also go to Amazon, other places, and buy the great film, Hacking Democracy. If you don't have HBO, it's airing every couple days on HBO. Watch it and understand it's far worse than even that film covers. But, again, we need more Americans like Bev Harris and her cohorts going out, digging through the trash, always finding bad stuff, you know, at these voting systems companies, at the counties where the voting's happening. Go through the fraud we saw in the primary, what you see it building up to now, other facets, other areas we haven't gotten into, and then most importantly, solutions. I mean the positive news that I've got for everybody here today is this. 10 years ago, you'd see polls. Almost no one thought there was election fraud. Now over 90% major polls say they know it's a fraud. And so the good news is the establishment is not selling the lie that they're not engaging in an orchestrated takeover. So before you leave us, let's get into that, or you can tackle that positive thing now. But let's continue to expose what's happening, where you see things going, and then, as I said, solutions. Bev Harris.
Yeah. Well, every election that we've looked at, we've found let me put it this way. The best scenario we find is that we have to disclaim any opinion on the results because there's not enough information and it's not even gettable to find it. And in many situations where we go in, we see actual fraud. They still do it clumsily. But if we don't get control of this situation, it's going to be like inoculating it so that it gets more and more resistant to citizen oversight, where they'll get better at it and they'll be more skillful. You know, we still see things where they have gigantic typos and the wrong date on the memory tape pull tapes that they rig. You know, there's a tape that they had in Volusia County in 2004 where they accidentally did a typo while they were rigging the tape, and they dated it 16,000 years in the future. You know, and you still see a lot of that now where it's just so clumsy you can't believe it. But trust me, they're going to get better at it, and they're going to get more skilled. And so we have to ultimately take back control of the whole process, or it's just going to be harder to catch. Like any criminal, you know, they learn from their mistakes. In New Mexico, I was mentioning earlier, with the voter lists, they simply handed out the wrong voter lists. Voter lists missing lots of names, and then afterwards said, oops. So you got to watch this.
And they still certify elections after they admit their frauds.
Right. Oh, get this. You're going to love this. Palm Beach County, again, it has problems every election. They lost 3,500 ballots. Now, the machines didn't count. First of all, they had a recount where these two candidates were separated in the primary last month by just 16 votes. Every time they put the ballots through the machines, which were Sequoia machines, they counted differently. But not only that, they lost 3,500 ballots. So what happens? The people sign off on certifying the election, and because they couldn't figure out what the numbers are, the canvassing board signed off on blank pieces of paper. I mean, these people need to go to jail. You know, I mean, we would not get away with this. Imagine sending in a form to the IRS and just leaving it blank and signing it and saying, well, I didn't know the numbers, so I signed it. You know, it's ridiculous what we put up with. But, yeah, pretty much everywhere you look, you find either one or two things. You find things that you certainly can't explain and they're completely not acceptable, or you can't even find the information because it's hidden. So the question you asked is, what can we do about it? Well, we have a system that we're going to be putting out this election. We put the first video out this last weekend. It's called Protect the Count. And it is the first effort to really get citizens in the field on election night looking for things, because one of the things that kind of gets my goat is people call me up and they say, you need to research this and you need to investigate that. And I'm thinking, you know what, America, if you don't get out there and do the same kinds of things that I'm doing, I'll help you. I'll mentor you. But don't think I'm going to do this for you, because I'm not. We're not going to get our country back unless we go take it back, all of us.
Here's an example. You had to put out thousands of Freedom Information Act requests yourself, for the 2004 election. You did it in one night, stayed up until 5 in the morning, entering those yourself. It's covered in the film. And then you would get back a, you know, 4 or 5 days signed after the election, what was clearly, as an auditor, a fake computer tape.
Right.
Receipt, and then you go from California all the way to Florida and other parts of the country. You walk in, you say, hey, this is a fake computer printout, and it's got signatures after the fact. That violates federal and state law. And they say, well, it's no big deal. Then you go, I want to go over there to the warehouse where it's held, and you catch them with the trash running out suspiciously weeks later, you know, right when you pull up to throw it away, you grab it away, they say no, the bag rips open and it's all the real tapes.
Right.
I mean, this is like a cartoon whodunit where you're
and they didn't match.
How
incriminating is that? The tapes were different.
But that's what I was about to say.
Not only in the date, but they had different votes on
them. That's what I was about to say, is that not only are they giving you a fake tape, you go and catch them and basically tackle them like in a movie, and they're the real tape showing it was an election fraud. I mean, it is, and then they look so guilty when you're back at the central area. It's just incredible. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, If we get out in the field and if we, what I'm telling people to do this election is if you're already a credential observer or you're already a poll worker, take another 30 minutes, take a snapshot or a camera and get evidence of what that poll tape result was before it ever left the polling place. That's going to be helpful. Now, if you are not a credential observer and not a poll worker, these things are supposed to be put on the building for a few hours. They're supposed to stay there for 24 hours, but they usually stay there for 6 or 8 hours. So even after the polls close, get your video camera, spend 90 minutes. Don't just sit in front of the TV and think, well, Bev Harris is going to get it, because I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to get it. I can't be in all those places at once. And we're not going to pull this over the tipping point with just Bev Harris. We've got to have citizens out there and just tell yourself, you know, instead of sitting in front of the TV, I'm going to spend 90 minutes out in the field. I'm going to grab my camera, and I'm going to get copies of what these things were before they left the polling.
Hey, Bev, I've had crazy listeners sue me twice saying I didn't sue this government person or I didn't do this investigation. I don't just have them calling me up and emailing me saying I better do this and that. I have them, and of course it gets thrown out, suing me because I'm not doing enough.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I flip it right back because I have people call me all the time telling me what I should do. And I'm thinking, okay, I gave up my entire life savings in my last 6 years and work 100 hours a week. What are you doing, guys? I think that's one of the things we've suffered from in this country is the citizens have an inferiority complex. We can do this. The most brilliant things that are being done by fishermen, pottery teachers, real estate agents, construction workers. It's not experts that are really making a difference.
Bev, here's an example. If you just go park behind the election offices or you follow the vans, you're going to see them pull off in fields and put them in the backs of black Cadillacs. You're going to see, I mean, this happens.
Which is why you need your video camera. People don't want to do that.
Government is so corrupt.
You've got to have that video.
Government is so corrupt that 9 times out of 10, if you just go watch them anytime. I mean, every time I walk in the Capitol, there's payoffs in front of me with cash. I mean, the criminals have taken over, so they're operating like it's nothing.
And it helps to get video. It's the videotape taken by an Austin citizen, Kathleen Wynne, in Ohio, in that tape, Hacking Democracy, that resulted in two women being sentenced to a year and a half in prison. The videotape, that's all it was. Without the video, no conviction. So the videotape, I cannot stress enough.
Tell folks what the women did. Tell folks what the women did.
Well, Kathleen Wynne, she went up there and she was asking questions about this recount they did, and she asked how they chose the random poll of the 3% of the precinct, and they said, "Our random is our random. We always select it," which, of course, is a violation of state law. Well, they selected it, and they made sure that what they selected was specific areas that happened to match, as opposed to all the other areas. And then when those matched, they said, okay, no more recount. Everything matched. So they rigged the recount. But she caught them on tape doing it. And that is what eventually, 2 years later, led to them being sentenced to a year and a half.
Well, by the way, these county clerks and people, these are most of them are hardcore operatives and are in with the good old boy club. And the public's like, well, it's such a nice old lady. I mean, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That's right. I hear that all the time, too. People say, well, my election official is really nice, and I trust her. And I'm like, you are missing the boat. It isn't about I trust her or I don't. Can you see what she's doing? Period. If you can't see. We need to take a page from what financial auditors say. When financial auditors can't see the transactions, they don't say, but I think the person is nice. You never read that in an audit. What they say is there's no basis for confidence in the results. We disclaim any opinion on the accuracy. In other words, if you can't see it, then the only proper response is to disclaim any opinion on the accuracy and to declare that there's no basis for confidence.
Bev Harris is our guest. Bev, take Vicki Karp and others here in Austin, Texas. She heard my show, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Or longer, and we were covering election fraud, and she didn't really believe it, but she went and checked into it and found out that it was true, and now she's had a big effect. and there's so many other people out there taking action. What are some other things people can do in this election?
Well, here's something. Especially if you're a credentialed observer, and you can get credentials, and it doesn't have to be a major party. It can be any of the parties that are on the ballot, so Libertarian, Green, any of those. Check and see. Now, they seal up these ballot boxes, and they seal the memory cards, and the seals are supposed to have a number. They never match. They're broken. They're missing. There's only one reason for the seal to be broken and missing, folks. Just picture it. Don't worry about the memory card. Yeah, they have a seal on the memory card and the bag that holds the memory card, and it's missing. Think of it like old-fashioned ballot boxes. What does it mean if the ballot box comes in and the seal has been removed? There's not that many explanations for it other than somebody got into it. So one of the things that people can do is actually just go check and see whether the seals are intact and whether they match and whether they're broken, and document it when they haven't been. Because part of what we need to do now is gather this hard evidence in more locations so that we can throw this rotten system out. And you're right. You said one thing that was really important. What I see that I'm optimistic about that's different in 2008 than it was in 2004. In 2004, nobody was listening to me. I was talking to all these highfalutin characters with the campaigns and so forth, and they weren't listening at all. This year, people get it. There's something wrong with this system. And the New York Times, you can't get more mainstream than that, interviewed a member of the Election Assistance Commission. You can't get more government than that. And the Election Assistance Commission admitted we will be voting on machines that are defective. And the New York Times even wrote, and it can't be fixed before the election.
But by the way, they're spinning it that they're defective. No, they're doing what they're meant to do, carry out organized, secured, sequestered fraud. And for folks that think that this just started 10 years ago or 8 years ago in 2000, after the election, you would hear, well, wait a minute, this county really went for this person or this state really went for that person. But Voter News Services, this secretive group of top media people, they would just announce who had won, and over again, it was fraud, and then that was proven. And so because the public was exposing that, that made them move in with these military-industrial complex front companies. That's who they are, with young CIA guys with shaved heads guarding, you know, the facilities, and that's, you know, who it is. I've talked to the Colliers and their daughter and others, and I've seen it myself. And so they tried to move in with something they could control easier. And people think, well, it's just the touch screen or the purely electronic that are built for somebody to hack in and change 5,000 machines in 60 seconds or whatever, as they're designed to do with no record. But then it's the bubble, type. It's the Scantron. Those are centrally tabulated. This has been going on a long time.
Right.
And that's why you can have, on every issue, the people 80-90% against both parties. You know, you can have 1,000 calls to every call for the bailout, but still they pass it because the system and the politicians, and I've talked to high-level ones, they know. And they know.
There's no consequences.
Oh, yeah, they know.
Yeah, the people are not in control. I mean, we have to, unfortunately, get past our rosy and happy view of what we thought we were because we aren't. And then we have to do what Americans are so good at, which is roll up our sleeves and tackle this monster and make sure that we get control back. And you know what? People have told me, well, I think if I don't get my candidate in this election, then it's all over. It's like,
you can't look at it as
the end game. It's not about what candidate gets in. We have to take back control or we will always be at the mercy of some magical mess, some candidate who comes and waves a magic wand. Is that really what we want? That is not freedom.
No, it's about going the distance. And, you know, I've had the idea for more than a decade to have paper ballots. And the way you get that is you sign a petition to, basically bring it to a vote at the city council at your level. And in there you have it funded to have this special election be done with paper ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's funded, and then you watch it, and then everybody goes out and monitors for fraud, and it'll be there. They don't want to give up control. No, they're in there stealing as fast as they can, folks. Corruption's endemic. It's everywhere. I mean, this country is run by criminals from the top to the bottom, and they're only bringing more of their crooks in. And they told Congress last week, don't vote for this martial law be declared. I had the congressman on. I mean, this is really happening. What do you think of the idea of having like a recall of a governor, a county by county recall of the fraudulent machines?
Oh, I think that's marvelous. And, you know, Sarasota County, Florida, the citizens did get it on the ballot, and they won. And they have optical scans there now, which now they don't work either. But it was interesting because, oh, my goodness, they were fought at every level, but they won. We can do this thing, but we first have to get the rosy-colored glasses off.
That's right.
And be able to have the courage to look. That's why I want people out in the field on election night. And by the way, you will be told that you can't videotape. So what you do then is you videotape them telling you you can't videotape, and you say, why are you hiding the information? And then you put it on YouTube and you show their, you know, anybody who tells you you can't get evidence of your own election needs to be exposed.
Well, also, state and federal laws say that you can videotape, and the press is supposed to have access to that. But bottom line here, final segment with Bev Harris coming up. They know that we know, and we have to stop them. The government is illegitimate, period. It is completely run by foreign banks, period. Bev Harris, fraud investigator, is our guest. She is the star of Hacking Democracy. Stay with us.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverInc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Final segment with Bev Harris. We've had a lot of requests to re-air the interview with Governor Jesse Ventura last week. So we're going to re-air that in the fourth hour today. Look, a lot of people like cliches. They say Alex Jones is just negative. Why don't you be positive? Like I'm a Eastern yogi, and if I imagine something, oh, I decide the voting machines are good and my vote counts. It's, you know, no, that's delusion. We're actually very positive. By admitting how bad things are, that's the only chance we've got about developing solutions to turn it around. And, Bev, I guess you've gotten that over the years, too, though you've been proven completely right. And why don't you just be positive? Why don't you stop being anti-American? This is America. Everything's fine. Even though it's been proven to be a fraud and triplicate.
To keep my my balance in this, I have a sense of humor. And I recommend other people do, too. And people, they tell me not to laugh about the ridiculous stupidity, unbelievableness that we see. But I feel like, you know what, if you can't laugh and you can't have the courage to look, you can never solve the problem. So it actually is just, you know, a doctor's in an emergency room sometimes laugh too, because otherwise they lose their sense of balance. And by the way, one other thing, if folks cannot get out in the field, don't have a video camera. You know, we don't do this often, but I will tell you that black box voting won't be around for another 4 years if we don't get financial support. We do need to, you know, bring in the donations. I'm confident we will. I have faith in that. But we do need to bring the donations in order to
cheap.
Pay for our travel and stuff. You
it's
know,
not...
we are not getting grants, and we're not on the government payroll.
I was about to say, for me to just make a film and fly four or five places with two or three people.
Right.
I mean, this is, even staying in, you know, hotels that aren't that nice, it is bankrupting. And go to blackboxvoting.org, buy the books, buy the videos. You know, she's written books and put them out for free. We have this tendency to give it out for free, and because it's free, people don't even appreciate it. The point is, go there, donate. Bev Harris, I want to have you back up again in the next 3 weeks before the election, and I want to have you and everybody you recommend on, you know, the day after the election and in the weeks following that as you're out in the field. As always, blackboxvoting.org. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You bet. There she goes. Absolutely, folks. We need support. We need you to support our sponsors. We need you to support what we're doing because it's very expensive to do this radio show. It's very expensive for her and what she does. And absolutely, at the end of the day, I want to thank everybody that has supported Bev Harris. Okay. Speaking of sponsors, before we end this hour, New Vitality is a long-standing, wonderful vitamin and mineral company that has hundreds of good products that don't have any magic or miracle claims. They just are good stuff that's good for you, like their concentrated aloe vera with 29 other ingredients. Aloe's colon and body cleanse flushes you all out. Their super beta prostate for great prostate health. Go to newvitality.com. That's newvitality.com. If you forget the website address, there's a New Vitality link for Super Beta Prostate. You can see it up there right at the top of, or near the top of Infowars.com. Link through to NewVitality.com and check out their fine line of products. 1-800-569-4056. Stuff I believe in. 1-800-569-4056. And call them. You can learn more about the hundreds of great products that they have. 1-800-569-4056, like the Aloe's Body Cleanse, Detoxifier, or the Super Beta Prostate, and many others. But those are two I can vouch for, so just telling you about that here. And yes, we busted our butts to make Fabled Enemies here with Jason Burness. That film exposes the fact that the government carried out the attacks. And if you call that negative, that's fine. You know, there's nothing I can do here other than tell you it's the facts and we're not safe. You can deny it all day, but they still carried out the attacks and they're still in power and they're going to carry out other crimes like controlled financial implosions and other things until we say no. You know, we told you the bailout would result in the stock market plunging, and what's it been doing? 6-7 days straight. So please go to Infowars.com and get the books and videos as well. All right, Governor Jesse Ventura, coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.